And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 22nd of September, 2014. It's the autumnal equinox in the northern hemisphere. The sun directly above the equator, hours of day and night are nearly equal. It's the birthday of the chemist and physicist Michael Faraday, born in South London in 1791. Self-educated in his spare time, he became a chemistry lecturer at the Royal Institution, gave lectures for the rest of his life, but it's for his work with electricity that we know Michael Faraday today. He transformed electrical energy into mechanical energy, inventing the first electric motor. It was Faraday's law of electromagnetic induction, which is still used today in electric transformers and generators. It was Michael Faraday who coined new words, including ion, cathode, and electrode. It was on this day, 1953, the world's first four-level freeway interchange opened in Los Angeles. The freeways of Harbor, Hollywood, Pasadena, and Santa Ana all linked with this interchange, which was nicknamed the Stack. 32 lanes of continuous traffic moving in eight directions at once. The Stack appears in Thomas Pynchon's novel The Crying of Lot 49 and was a backdrop for an alien invasion in the 1953 film The War of the Worlds. It's the 90th birthday of the novelist Rosamund Pilcher, born in Cornwall, England, 1924, author of 27 books, romance novels, popular women's fiction, best known for her novel, 1985, The Shell Seekers. It was on this day, 1862, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, declaring slaves in rebel states free as of January the 1st the following year. And it was on this day, 1776, Nathan Hale was executed for espionage, probably near 3rd Avenue and East 66th Street in Manhattan, though that is still disputed, and said his famous last words, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." Here's a poem for today by Danusha Lamaris, entitled Names. What happens to the ones that fall out of favor, the Dorises and Archibalds, the Theodores and Eunices? They all had their day, once roamed the earth in multitudes, alongside Gerties and Wyatts, at least one in every classroom. Names written in neat block print, scratched into tree bark, engraved on heart-shaped lockets, filling the morning papers with weddings and engagements. How could they have known that one by one the Constances and Clydes would disappear, replaced by Jennifers, Jacobs, Ashleys, and Adens, that few would ever dance again, corsages pinned to their breasts, or hear their names on the radio, whispered in dedication, or uttered in darkness by a breathless voice, or even shouted out in anger, "Seymour!" as they grabbed the keys and stormed out the door, each name fading quietly from daily life as though it had never existed except for the letters etched into stone, warmed by the sun, and at night lit by a crescent moon. A poem titled Names by Danusha Lamaris from The Moons of August, published by Autumn House Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.